on June 14th.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, June 12th, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the roads this morning. Drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, Stevens Street from Cowdy Street to Montreal Street, as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Motorists should also plan for slower travel along King Street West near Country Club Drive, extending towards Front Road, as well as east of San Bay Lane. Utilities Kingston is continuing sanitary sewer and water main work in the area, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Drivers are advised to watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share line signage. Construction remains underway on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, as well from John Counter Boulevard to Ascot Lane, where delays are possible throughout the day. Further west, paving operations continue on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Expect intermediate delays and reduced speeds through the construction zone. Several road closures are also in effect, and short-term closures remain on Sydenham Street just north of Princess Street and at Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Long-term construction closures continue on Princess Street between Frontenac and Division Street. John Street between Montreal Street to Baggage Street remains closed while Utilities Kingston contractors excavate and replace existing sanitary sewer infrastructure. Finally, for today, drivers should also know that King Street East is closed between Place to Arms and the Tragically Hip Way until June 14th. In addition, the Tragically Hip Way will be closed between King Street East and Ontario Street from 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. today due to an event at the Slush Puppy Place. Motorists are encouraged to plan ahead and allow extra travel time in the area. Turning to the weather, we are starting the morning with the risk of thunderstorms. Winds will be coming from the south at 16 kilometers per hour with a 40% chance of showers. We're expecting a high of 25 degrees today with sunny breaks, and a UV index will reach 6. Clouds cover increasing into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 15 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I've seen the best and worst of men. I've seen fire and I've seen rain, but I can't comprehend where to go, how much I wanna know. It all ends up the same way anyhow. Never been a selfish man, but I don't have much heart left, so I'm saving what I can. You say don't run, easier than done. Courage comes for free when you're young. And I don't wanna have to wait forever. Yeah, this dog's too old for stormy weather. I'll call it my side of the mountain. Live out these days we're counting, gone forever. Find some place to disappear. I think I found myself, now I can't picture myself here or anywhere, but I'm getting there. Holding on can get you stuck, I fear. I don't wanna have to wait forever. Yeah, this dog's too old for stormy weather. Carve a little life out, call it my side of the mountain. Live out these days we're counting gone forever. Cross your mind. Don't shed a tear, just wave my way and know I'm doing fine. And I'll be waving back from my side of the mountain, hoping what you've been fighting's worth forever. Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. Odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen. Happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. Happen
this time. Maybe this time I'll win. Maybe this time I'll win.
A bit of a somber, reflective, dare I say, ponderous start to your Friday morning indie wake-up call. That was Orville Peck. We had two tracks back-to-back with My Side of the Mountain and Maybe This Time. I'm your host, Jesse Bell, and I want to thank you for joining me. This is Friday, June 12th, 2026, and if you haven't twigged to it yet, today's edition of the Friday morning indie wake-up call is all about playing fantastic queer artists, because here in the city of Kingston, the Pride Parade is scheduled for tomorrow, June 13th. But we are not just going to limit ourselves to one week of great queer music. We are going to be playing a ton of queer bands and artists all throughout the month of June to celebrate Pride Month, because I think it's more important now than possibly at any other point in my lifetime, at least, to continue to support queer creators, queer artists, and of course, reaffirm support for queer rights, because, look, folks, equality was a long time coming, and if you aren't aware of what's going on in the, let's say, socio-political side of things, not just in the United States, but even here in Canada, all around the world, there's a great deal of demonization going on towards members of the LGBTQIA+ community. And even more specifically, at least from what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've been told, what I've read, what I've noticed, a really disgusting effort to demonize trans people in particular and try to strip trans rights away. And if you think the whole gay marriage or gay rights issue is settled, you've got another thing coming. It is an ongoing battle, and you can stand with the queer folks that you know, or you can let them have to fight a battle against forces that want to see their way of life completely altered, want to see their rights stripped away, want to see their everyday quality of life stripped away. So it's important now more than ever to reaffirm support for members of the queer community, to uplift their voices. And what's pretty great for us is there is an absolute whackload of great queer music that we are going to play, and we are going to continue this rather somber start by playing a track from an outstanding Canadian Indigenous queer artist that we lost just a few weeks back. This is Chris Dirksen with We Danced Movement One on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Thank you.
Annual fire hydrant inspections are underway in Kingston. Certified water distribution operators from Utilities Kingston will be inspecting more than 3,700 municipally owned hydrants to help keep our community safe and support both fire protection and a reliable drinking water system. You might notice lower water pressure or discolored water for a short time. Your water is still safe. Just run your cold tap until it's clear. For details, visit utilitieskingston.com/hydrant rating.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
I'm calling you up again. I'm always saying
That was Julian Baker with Good News. Prior to that, we had Julian Baker with Blacktop. We had two new releases from Muna with Dancing on the Wall and East Side Girl. And we kicked off that music block with Chris Dirksen. We danced Movement One, a beautiful cello piece from an artist tragically no longer with us, but someone who leaves behind an immense life and legacy in music. Today's edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call is our Pride special. So we are going to be playing a lot of queer music throughout the month of June in particular, but with Kingston's Pride Parade being tomorrow, Saturday, June 13th, I felt it was fitting to dedicate the full 2-hour block to outstanding queer music made by some of the finest artists of this and any generation. And the next two tracks I have for you come courtesy of not necessarily a queer band, but a queer artist who is at the forefront of this band. And if you've listened to this program for a long time, you know that one of the most influential bands in my evolution as, you know, a music enjoyer is REM. And for a very long time, for most of their prime years and a lot of their kind of underground years, lead singer Michael Stipe was very famously evasive about his sexuality. There were a lot of rumors in the early 1990s that he had contracted HIV/AIDS simply because he had the temerity to promote, you know, increased funding for AIDS research and the equal and human treatment of AIDS patients. So people assumed, oh, he's a single guy, he must be. Now, Michael Stipe himself does not identify as gay. He says he's somewhere in the line between queer and gay, but, you know, obviously that's going to count with what we're covering here today. And to me, growing up in the early 2000s, a lot of this information about Michael Stipe's personal life is disclosed by him and, let's say, disclosed in other more creative ways. There was a novel by Douglas Martin called Outline of My Lover, which made very clear references to a long-term relationship with the unnamed lead singer of a successful Athens, Georgia rock band, which does narrow it down. Maybe not as much as you would expect, but certainly does make it quite obvious who he's referring to. But yeah, Michael Stipe actually, you know, coming out and saying, like, I've been in a relationship with this amazing man for years and years. I don't know, for me, as a young person growing up, it both helped normalize it to me, because where I grew up, there were no queer people, at least not out in the public eye in my small southeastern Ontario town. So knowing that a musician that I really admired was queer, I think was a big first step for me. And then as I got older into my, you know, adolescent years, one of the most striking images of that period of time for me is actually Michael Stipe in the Man on the Moon music video with his cowboy hat and his surprisingly chiseled jaw. And I think that was something of an awakening for me. So the two tracks I have for you both have a great deal of personal significance, both based on who's playing it and, you know, the videos and the album they're associated with. We're going to start off with Sweetness Follows, which I think is just a beautiful strings-driven track off Automatic for the People. And then we're going to go into, you know, this is one of their big hits, and I think there's a good reason for it. Man on the Moon, a song that I think holds a great deal of significance to Michael Stipe as well from a conceptual level. Yes, it's about Andy Kaufman, but it's, I don't know, to me, I've always read it as kind of a, when you know Andy Kaufman, you know his history, the double act being Tony Clifton, being Andy Kaufman. I always, in my mind, associated this as much of a tribute to Andy Kaufman as perhaps maybe a tribute from Michael Stipe to his other self. So I've got two great REM tracks for you. We're going to hear from Katie Lang. We're going to hear from Sophie, another iconic, all-time important queer musician. All that and so much more coming up on your Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. But for the time being, let these heavy strings take you into Sweetness Follows. We're going to play Man on the Moon. We're going to have a lot of fun today. All right, folks, see you soon.
Ready and to bury your father and your mother. What did you think when you lost another? I used to wonder why did you bother? would you care if you lost the other? I always wonder why did we bother? Distance from one to the other. Oh, oops, and swallows. It's these little things they can pull you.
Touch. If you believe Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?
Man on the moon. You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be then.
Milos Choirs and Period Instruments present Of Love, Loss, and Longing, East and West, 12th to 19th century. Milos explores theme of love and loss through a range of historic, poetic, and musical expressions from Europe, Persia, Syria, and Al-Andalus. Featuring the music of Isaac Montevardi, Handel, Ibn al-Khattabi, Darwish, and more. Join us on Saturday, June 13th, 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Apostle Church, 88th Patrick Street, Kingston, with guests Sadif Amini, Iranian Santur, Arzang Rafai, Iranian Tar, Abu Aramzanidin, and Darbuka. Tickets are $30, available online at milosearlymusic.org or at Novel Idea.